Federal contractors have a new way to tell agency contracting shops how they really feel about the acquisition process. It's called Acquisition 360. It gives both contractors and program managers a chance to rate how individual agencies go about buying things. Ann Rung is the administrator of the Office of Federal Procurement Policy. Leslie Field is the deputy. They tell executive editor Jason Miller about how Acquisition 360 works and how they hope it will improve the federal procurement process.
This came out of our open dialogue that we conducted late last year on improving the way the federal government does business, and many of our industry participants expressed concern about the lack of communication between government and industry during the pre-award phase. So we announced today that we're launching a post-award survey process through which all the stakeholders, both inside and outside of government, have the opportunity to evaluate the quality of the process leading to a just completed acquisition. We're focusing our effort on IT acquisitions. So this Acquisition 360 is a process used in the private sector, and it's allowing industry to rate the government on complex IT acquisitions. And similarly, program offices can evaluate contracting offices and vice versa.
So I heard you say in the beginning, pre-award phase was their concern, and this is a post-award survey. Obviously, the goal here is to improve both sides of the coin.
Agreed.
And how does it do that? Because one of the things is the pre-award phase is so the requirements definitions, the setting of the scope, the type of contracts that an agency may pick. How is doing a survey after the fact helpful going forward?
Leslie, so essentially we do want to look at those things. What was the pre-award effort like? But we want to make sure that we don't capture the information until after the last debriefing, because we want to make sure that the companies have a chance to rate how well the agency conducted the debriefing, just so that they get all the information that they need and then they can make an assessment of that. So we're really capturing the whole pre-award process, but we're doing it right at the end of the last debriefing.
Okay, I think that's helpful because one of the things is obviously you don't want something to come after the fact, but what this will be used then for is future acquisition efforts to improve the process. Ann or Leslie, talk a little bit about what the guidance says. Agencies now have to do a couple things. They have to come up with at least two contracts that they've awarded for complex IT procurements over the last 6 months, and then they have to identify what going forward. Leslie?
What we'd like them to do, just to get a jump start on this, is to conduct these surveys on two efforts that they've actually already awarded. Well, I'm assuming that there are some good contracts that they might identify for complex IT services that have already gone through the debriefing process, and have them conduct these surveys on those transactions so that they kind of get some experience, we get a jump start, and they can sort of share the experience with us as we work to make it better. And then moving forward, they're going to have to look at the top 50 or 5%, whichever is less. They're certainly welcome to do more, but at a minimum, we want them to take a look at those and use these questions to make better management decisions. They can add questions or to make them agency-specific, but we want to make sure they use these core questions so that we can kind of make some assessments across agencies. So Jason, I just also wanted to make one other clarification. Ann had talked about it before, but for the internal surveys, we want the contracting offices to rate the program offices. So it's not so much about the people, the contracting officer or the program manager, but how the two offices and organizations work together, because we think it's broader than just those two folks.
And I think that's an important point. A lot of people don't think that this is rating people. No, this is not a personal thing. The whole goal here is process improvement, because obviously, as you heard through the open dialogue, as Ann mentioned, and you've heard probably through the Mythbusters campaign that, one, you can never have enough communication, and two, that the process can be, in some cases, tough to get through. Talk a little bit about what the end result that you're looking at. Let me go back to Ann on this.
So we want to, provide for the first time real data and a meaningful way to really measure the degree to which the agency, achieved its desired outcome and, best served that customer. And what I particularly like about this survey is that we get input from both the winning and the losing proposers who may have a slightly different perspective on what worked or what didn't work, as well as, of course, allowing the internal stakeholders to evaluate each other.
Is there concern here that even if you do a survey, it has to be anonymous really to get people to tell you how they feel? Is there a point of this that you can make it anonymous?
It's confidential information, so it's not going to be public.
Correct, but I guess my question is, if I'm a vendor and I'm talking to you as my agency customer and I tell you that you did things that I didn't appreciate that could hurt my relationship. So is there concern that maybe how honest can vendors feel like they can be without worrying about a future relationship?
We don't ask for the name of the vendors.
I think that's good to know because that way you may know that there's 10 people who bid on this procurement and here's the 9 who lost, here's their overall trends, and that will help, I think, vendors become more, if you will, forthcoming than maybe they would be in person.
Yeah, and what we're looking for are, you know, trends or indications where we may have areas that we need to strengthen, and we also want to look at areas where we're doing well so we can share that across government. We're not looking to pinpoint, you know, specific people or companies that might have criticisms or critiques.
One of the things you guys did was you, GSA, kind of piloted this effort with the OASIS contract on a couple task orders during 2014. Those 15 questions that they asked, you had said back in early March, Anne, that you guys are following a very similar path. Did anything change too much over the last month as you were finalizing this guidance in terms of the questions you would ask or the information you're looking for?
We really didn't. We might have done some minor tweaking based on industry input and agency input, but it is essentially the same. Same process and similar questions. We've also added the internal component. So the pilot was just industry rating GSA.
Going forward, you say in the memo, this is something that will be an ongoing process. Agencies, as you mentioned earlier, will do at least 50 or 5%. Talk a little bit about what you hope this will mean in a year from now and 2 years from now as you kind of look at the process and improve upon it. Anne?
I think the long-term vision here is, you know, to evaluate the results and to have enough data to kind of identify where we need to focus our efforts and improve. And we do envision trying to make this a little easier for agencies and perhaps finding some way to automate it or streamline it across government. And ideally, we'd like to scale it into additional areas as well.
Because I know this is focused on IT. Would you say professional services? I know that's a big one as well. Would be next? Or do you have any ideas of what would be next?
We haven't yet thought of what areas are next, but we certainly want to see what kind of results we get from this initiative, and then we'll think through where we head next.
As you have gone through this with the CAO Council, what's the reaction been? I mean, is this something that agencies are excited for? Are they a little hesitant because they're not sure? You know, no one likes to be criticized. Give me a little bit of a sense if you can.
I think Leslie has worked closely with the CAO Council and the agencies, and they raised several issues to us during the draft phase that I believe we've addressed any kind of concerns, and that, like the benchmarking initiative, agencies see the value in having data and information to make better decisions about how to improve their acquisition processes.
Leslie?
And I think what makes this one unique is that it's transaction-based. So instead of just having sort of a general sense of how the agency is performing, this actually gets at the requirements of a particular acquisition and the timing and the processes. So we think that'll give some very robust and meaningful data.
And let's look more broadly. This was one of several guidances that you are working on that you mentioned back in early March. What's next from your, you know, three-pronged approach to improving the acquisition process? What should people look out for that either related to this or maybe just part of that overall vision that you have?
Jason, we're really focused, as you know, on category management. We expect to work and continue to work on developing guidance around that. We're continuing on the, you know, workforce development and training piece around how you drive greater innovation in our acquisitions. So you'll be seeing some guidance and policies over the next several months.
This one that was first, was it because you already had the pilot done, and I'll use quotes here, easiest, or was there a reason why you thought this one was the first one out of the chute?
I think it's a good point that we already had a pilot underway, and if you look back to the December 4th Transforming the Marketplace memo, we had set deadlines for various initiatives, and so we're working our way towards meeting those deadlines. So this was called for within, I believe, 90 days of the issuance of that memo, and so we've hit that deadline.
From a vendor perspective, obviously vendors are probably reacting fairly well to this. What kind of feedback from that national dialogue did you hear, and how did you translate that into this memo beyond we want to tell people how we feel? Was there any things that stood out to you? Was there biggest concerns?
what was striking is that many of the issues raised by industry were really fundamental issues like poor communication. And so this was an effort to help address that issue and help bridge the gap between industry and government on acquisitions.
Leslie, can you offer a little bit of historical perspective? Has anything like this been tried before, and how does this relate to the Mythbusters campaign that came about from earlier on in the administration?
It's actually a perfect connection. So Mythbusters was really targeted at opening the communication between vendors and the government during the pre-award phase, because we think that's where we can get the most value out of those communications. And so while those were sort of general parameters and general guidance that we gave to the agencies and industry through the Mythbusters memos, this is very targeted. And so in order to make sure that agencies were really embracing sort of the Mythbusters concept and engaging with industry, we thought this would be a good way to get that feedback from industry, because who better to tell us how well the agencies are doing in that regard, and then also take this opportunity to get some of the internal evaluations done on a particular transaction. So it follows perfectly, I think, from sort of the general guidance under the Mythbusters to the very specific, which I think Act 360 will give us.
And historically speaking, is anything like this ever been tried?
It may have been happening at the agencies when they issue either IDIQs, but from a government-wide perspective and from OFPP, it has not been done before. So I think we're very excited about the possibilities here. And as Anne said, that's why we want to start small, iterate, make some changes if we need to, and then start to scale this to other areas. But I think this can be a very rich area of feedback. So we're looking forward to getting started.